Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
There are two types of wisdom: the wisdom of this world and spiritual wisdom that comes from above, from Jesus Christ. And they are contrary to the other. One wisdom might get you all you need as far as this world's concerned. You know how to wheel and deal. You know how to connive. You know how to deceive. You know how to invest. You know how to do all this stuff. And guess where it ends up? In a box under a tombstone. That's the wisdom of this world. Now, the wisdom of God, which comes from above, is ridiculed by this world. But be ready for that. If you're trying to tell somebody about the Lord and they're rolling their eyes, remember, you're in foreign turf, gang. We're strangers and pilgrims here. You're on foreign turf. This is not your world. Yes, you spread seeds or you water when the Lord puts somebody in your path. If you're ridiculed or ignored, that's okay. If it happened to the Lord, it's certainly going to happen to us. The fact is, you're a soldier in God's army, and you do what you're told. You don't worry about their faces. You don't worry about their comments. You don't worry about whatever they say to you. Because there is a distinction in the wisdom. And we're seeing how this world system is going. If you have 1 ounce of discernment, you realize this thing is going down pretty quick. And everybody's houses and everybody's money and everybody's cars are all dependent on one another. One little item gets taken out of a supply chain. One little nut or bolt, and you don't have your car. Now you can't go to your job. Now you can't pay your house mortgage. You can't pay your taxes. You can't do anything. One little nut or bolt to get your car running. That gas pump runs out of gas, you're crippled. You can't do anything. That electricity shuts off, you're crippled. You can't do anything. This is all the wisdom of this world. It's laughable, gang. It's laughable. If you aren't quiet and just thinking about how important God is and everything that He's done for you and all the grace that He's giving you and all the love that He's given you, what an empty world, basically based around gas and electricity. That's all this world is based on, gas and electricity. Take one of them away, and you'll probably see a depopulation of about 95%, possibly within a year or two. And that's just fact. That's just fact. Let's talk about wisdom here in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter verse 10. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. This is New Testament. It almost sounds like a verse out of Proverbs. This is what the Lord says. The wisdom of the wise, your foundation built on sand, the Lord will eventually destroy it. You'll be crying in your soup. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Jesus Christ made a fool out of this whole world system. He even said, I don't even have a place to lay my head. He was God Almighty in the flesh. Didn't even have a place in this world to lay his head. Why? Because he had nothing to do with this world. Next verse. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. Gang, our whole existence as a Christian revolves around, a virgin birth and saying to this world, God manifested in the flesh and saying to this world, God loving us so much that Jesus, who was in the form of a man, died on a cross for our sins, was the ultimate sacrifice, took the bullet for you and I. This is absolute foolishness to the world. But yet it's simple to us. You and I, as Christians, realize, hey, I could be gone in a second, and I will be judged by the creator of the universe. This body is going to go back to the ground, and my spirit is going to be judged. There's appointed once for a man to die, then the judgment. I hope that's getting you to ponder who you are and what your existence is all about. It says that we are bought with a price. Yes, we were bought back. We were redeemed. We were heading on our way to hell. This whole world without Jesus, I don't care who it is, friend, family, whoever it is, if they don't know the Lord, they are heading to hell. They are heading to the wide gate. The wisdom of this world has blinded them. They might be happy. They might be content. I have my car. I have a warm house. I have a bed. I have an education. My kids, go to Christian school. Everything is great. I'm fine. But in their heart, they don't realize they aren't worth 2 cents. They aren't worth anything. And all that is a rug that could be pulled out at any time, any minute. Just like the men that built the barns and said, oh, we'll build our barns and we'll be okay and we'll fill it and we'll have all the money for our future. And what did Jesus say? He said, you fools, don't you know tonight I could come and take your life? That's what he told them. And that's for all of us. And we could all fall prey to our savings account, our checking account, our buildings. I have things. I have to watch out. Covetousness could come and grab you. Greed could come and grab you. Anxiety could come and grab you. It could come at all of us. That's why we're told to hold fast. Let me read this again. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto Jews it's a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks it's foolishness. The religious Jews, Jesus was a stumbling block. They couldn't believe that their Messiah was coming the way he came. Why? Because the Jews without Christ are still blinded. They're blind like everybody else. They're expecting a Savior to give them all kinds of material savings, when in fact, Jesus Christ is all about the Spirit. He tells us the flesh profits nothing. My words are spirit. But yet the Jews at this time, the religion at this time, had their whole focus on materialism, the freeing of the Jews, the saving of the Jews, a great militaristic Savior. No, that's not how Jesus came. He came in a manger. There wasn't even any room in the inn for Jesus. He was born amongst animals. Yes, yes. But we preach Christ crucified. That's us. That's you and I as Christians. Because that's the whole story. You and I realize to get into heaven, it'd be impossible. We can't do it by our good works. We can't do it by our human reasoning. It took God Almighty to give a perfect sacrifice. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. I'm telling you right now, Christian, choose Christ. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Beware, Christian, of living a wicked life. I'm talking to Christians now because you've already tasted of the Lord. You already know what's going on. Your judgment will be ferocious if you are living a life of sin. If you're messing around with pornography or messing around with adultery or drunkenness or fornication or anything that's contrary to righteousness, search your soul. It's a lot more demanding, the walk. To whom much is given, much is expected to you, Christian, than it is to somebody in darkness. Peter says it's better that you never even heard the word of God than to hear the word and turn back from it. But the thing about mercy and grace, the Lord told Peter, forgive 7 times 70. So thank you, Lord, that we could be forgiven. But the more you sin, the more hardened your heart will get. The more hardened it'll get, the more further away you get from God. Because the Lord tells us the closer we get to God, the closer he gets to us. But here we go. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, are you called? The power of God and the wisdom of God. When you are called into his kingdom, now many are called, few are chosen. I believe the chosen ones are the ones who listen to the call. But unto them which are called, among the Jews or the Greeks, that's everybody, Christ is the power of God. Christ, Jesus, is the power of God. His word gives you the power to overcome sin. His word is truth. His word washes you, cleans you. You're baptized in his word. What he says, when he says to repent, when he says to forgive, when he says to separate, you listen. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Yeah. People think God's word is foolish. No, it isn't. God's word is wiser than any man on this planet. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Oh, your God is weak. Oh, you're weak because you're a Christian. You have a crutch. Oh, your Christianity is a crutch. No, it isn't. Our eyes are just opened up. We have the Spirit of the living God living in us. I don't need a crutch. No, I want truth. I know at any minute my life could be taken from me. I fear no man. I don't need a crutch. I know truth, and so do you. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many noble men are called. You know, the more you're deep into the worldly realm, the more you're deep into this education realm, the more you're deep into human reasoning, a wall can slowly be built up. Yeah. Where all of a sudden you can't even hardly hear God's word. Yeah. The Lord tells us it's better if we're knocked down. It's better. You might be going through trials right now. They might be the best thing for you. Don't view them as something negative, gang. Take the positive out of the trial. If it's humbling you, if it's making you meditate on your existence, If things in this world are in the dumps, that could be very, very, very good thing in your situation because it's bringing you closer to God versus all the wisdom, all the comforts, all the deceptions of this world. My time is over. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.